This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
This is Nico Horner, and I stand for Ryan Sandberg.
This is Brad Keller, and I stand for Ryan Sandberg.
This is Ian Happ. I stand up for Ryan Sandberg.
Because he's part of Cubs family.
A legend of the city of Chicago, someone who was always there for me as a young player, as a veteran player going through struggles.
He set the standard for what it means to be a great Cub.
Who meant more to this city than almost anybody, and represented the Chicago Cubs in the best way possible.
Thank you for supporting Cubs for a Cure.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
Okay, we have hit every match. Been on the air for 23 hours. 2,166 donors. Outside shot, I'd say, at 2,300 individual donors if you have a huge hour here. Which I think we do, 2,300 individual donors. Even if you have already donated, you're like, you know what, I want to, you know, well, actually, I guess that wouldn't be an individual donor. I'm sorry, my brain is mush. I've been awake for 27 hours.
Here's the idea. 630 texts in. Donated $23 in memory of my dear friend, Mike,
there
who initially beat cancer many years ago, but sadly succumbed to cancer a few months ago. Whatever the cause, whatever the inspiration, just do $23.
$23 for Rhino. It is a perfect excuse to do it. No amount is too small. It all makes a difference, and 100% goes to cancer research. So we have a few housekeeping items here before we get to our final guest of the Radiothon, or guests of the Radiothon who are making their return in this exact same time slot from last year. We still have amazing incentives to give away, so this is going to be a very fast-paced hour. But our match for this hour is Cubs Charities. But they're putting up $20,000 for this hour. So a $20,000 match. So we need to get at least $20,000 of donations so that Cubs write that check for the full amount. So we turn $20,000 into $40,000. That can come through the incentives. That can come $5 at a time, $23 at a time, $500 at a time, $5,000 at a time. Cubs Charities, the Cubs, could not be better partners. I mean that. They are unbelievable. They could not be better partners in putting this entire thing together. It is an honor to work with them on this Radiothon and Cubs for a Cure weekend. And they are going to do amazing things for Rhino this weekend. So that's the match for this hour. Here's the thing. We have had this anonymous benefactor and his brothers who was amazed by the Radiothon last year, and he put up money and he was intrigued by things, and he bought me this jersey from the auction, and he believes in unity. They believe in unity. Their mom got them into the Cubs, and they believe in Wrigley Field and Cubs fans and Sox fans coming together, and you know, so the Twitch mob coming together and getting $2,300 of donations, or the 108, the White Sox fans getting $2,300 of donations for Rhino. That's the type of thing that these people love because they believe in unity through baseball and Wrigley Field. We've had our dollar for dollar matches, and then we've had this guy's donations. Well, those have not been added to the total yet. So when he donated $25,000 for the trade deadline, that actually has not been put into our total yet. So $595,000 is actually $620,000. Unbelievable. I thought that was already in the total.
Oh, so that's why you're saying he's historic.
That's what I'm saying. This is not like a gimmick.
No.
This is not like something I planned.
No.
This is,
you've seen me running into the hallway.
It's a nice.
It's very frantic, Danny.
It's an accounting thing in our favor. So the $25,000 that he pledged, $500 for every trade, thought it was added. I did anyway. That's on me. Wasn't added. The $23,000 that they pledged for all the calls in the overnight, I thought it was added to the total. It wasn't added to the total. So that's another $23,000. So that's $48,000 that I thought was in the total that is not in the total. So we will get an updated total shortly because we're at 621. So that we're shattering last year's number, but we still have more to go. Unbelievable. We moved a Dormy Network golf membership for $7,500. And Charcrust, who is our lunch sponsor 20 hours ago, their $2,500 donation is just coming in right now. So that means 25 plus 23 is 48 plus 10 is $58,000 added to our total.
It's a nice addition.
That's a nice addition.
Yeah, it's a nice addition.
Plus a $20,000 match this hour. That puts us at $644,000. We are crushing last year's total with a big hour to go and maybe our most inspiring story and maybe another surprise before we're out of here. $644,000, people.
Elizabeth, well done.
Thank you. Elizabeth and Rich Berger are in studio with us on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. We are still on the Marquee Network. Thank you to Marquee. Thank you to accounting for getting our total closer to correct. And this is amazing, and we're going to finish very, very strong. But Elizabeth, thank you for being back with us.
Thanks for having us back, Danny.
Rich, how are you, sir?
I'm good.
Good. We're going to just talk right into the mic, if you don't mind, okay. So everybody can hear your big, beautiful voice. And, you know, we remember your story. David was in for your story last year, so it certainly stuck with both of us. But, Rich, if you could, tell us what you were diagnosed with and when you were diagnosed with it.
Well, I was diagnosed with a glioblastoma in 2005.
That is statistically impossible. It just is. But it is what it is. So I'm sorry to cut you off, but like that is what we've been talking about. Brain cancer without a cure, terminal brain cancer. It does not make any sense. Average life expectation of 18 months. My brother made it 34 months and 5 days. You were diagnosed in 2005.
Correct.
It's 2000.
Years.
It's 2025.
Smiling exception to the rule.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Do you have any explanation, sir?
I do not. The doctors have not been able to, you know, they'll say, we don't have an idea. You know, I'm left-handed. It was left frontal. That's the only thing. I take a supplement every day. I take curcumin. But yeah, there's no real explanation. I keep asking, but they don't know, of course.
Yeah, and Elizabeth, you have been there with him for longer than
17 of those 19 years.
17 of the 19 years. And so that means, and this is the thing that it's amazing. It really is. You met him when he had a terminal brain cancer diagnosis, but he was still within the window of it being normal for him to still be alive.
Right. He was like right around that 24 months when I met him, which is kind of the time frame of something changing often.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was right at that crisp when I met him. And obviously having no idea what was going to happen, I don't know that we knew 17 years later we would be in this position. But, yeah, I know. It's a crazy part.
it's truly amazing. What was it about this guy? I mean, sorry, Richard, I'm just saying. I mean, nice Cubs hat and all, but
the Cubs fan, that's it, right?
It was the Cubs fan. Yeah. You know, it just was, you go on a date with somebody and you're not thinking like, oh, I'm going to marry this guy. And then suddenly a couple of dates later, you're like, oh, this is something serious.
I might marry this guy.
I'm going to marry this guy. So it was kind of like two simultaneous things happening at the same time. Our relationship was progressing at the same time. He was, you know, out of direct treatment, but still, you know, getting MRIs and all that stuff at a fairly regular basis. He was about, I think, 3 months at that time.
Wow. And what were your symptoms like at the beginning?
I had a seizure. I was driving down the road and on a frontage road, and I all of a sudden started looking behind me, and I was lucky enough to have somebody in the vehicle with me, and he got us turned, you know, pulled over. And the next thing I remember, I was in a hospital, and they had said I had, you know, had shown signs of a tumor, and they gave me a CAT scan and an MRI. And then all of a sudden I was transferred, you know, insurance gets involved, and I was transferred to Alexian Brothers, and they finally said, you've got a tumor, you need to make a decision yesterday. So
a decision yesterday?
Well, for surgery.
For surgery, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And how did that go?
Well, we basically just made a decision, my parents and myself, that, you know, we'd have the surgery. And then after the surgery, I was so confident that there was nothing going on. I had a party before I got before I got the diagnosis. And then all of a sudden, you get the diagnosis of glioblastoma, and your world kind of changes.
Was it ever in your mind that that could be among the range of diagnoses?
No, I guess I didn't really think about it. I just kind of wanted to be on the positive side and, you know, just throw the party.
I had a seizure, and then I had brain surgery, and that was the event, he thought.
And so, but you, Elizabeth, when you meet him and he has this diagnosis, you look it up? You know, do you Google glioblastoma? I remember the first time I Googled glioblastoma. Not pleasant.
Yeah, he said pretty quickly, like, don't look it up. And I was like, yeah. And then, you know, a couple of months later, I'm like, well, maybe I should, like...
A couple of months later.
Yeah, it was...
That's tremendous discipline. Okay, wow.
But again, you know, you're in this stage where you're, like, a new relationship, and then you're falling for each other, and then you're like, oh, maybe I should investigate this a little bit more.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, this... and we, I think from the beginning, had really honest conversations and very much like, this is what's happening in my life. And, you know, I just had to make that decision, and you decide if you're going to stick around or if you're like, this is too much.
And I kind of made up my mind that I didn't want to bring anybody else along on this.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, of course. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how did she convince you to bring someone else along on it? You're like, I'm going to be a bachelor for this glioblastoma journey. And so how did she convince you?
We went on vacation together, and I just kind of explained to her my idea that I just didn't want to get into a relationship, and she kind of convinced me that I did.
It's funny how that works.
I was like, we're already in a relationship, so I think we're past that stage. But
yeah,
we did take a vacation like 3 months in, which is kind of crazy. But it also like bared everything. I mean, we had every conversation and every discussion regarding what had happened, what could happen, what some of the realities were. And we came back from that vacation, and I was like, oh, yeah,
this is going to be real.
This is going to be real. This is going to be the one.
Elizabeth and Rich Berger are in studio, a 19-year and counting GBM-diagnosed survivor. We have some incredible incentive items that we need to move here. Four tickets to Bears and Browns, club-level seats. They're in the 300 level. They're great seats between the 25 and the 30 with a parking pass. $2,000 gets those tickets. The next $2,000 donation at Cure 25 to 41444 or calling 773-388-8270 gets those Bears tickets. Also, if you want to call up, the Hall of Fame weekend meet and greet with Aramis Ramirez and Lee Smith. For a Cubs fan, your $3,000 donation is getting doubled this hour, thanks to Cubs Charities. You get four tickets to the game, and you get to meet your choice of Aramis Ramirez or Lee Smith before the game. Pre-game meet and greet, Cubs Hall of Famer, Aramis Ramirez, Lee Smith. These should move. 773-388-8270. 773-388-8270, cubsforacure.com, text CURE25 to 41444. Those are very, very cool opportunities for people to come away with and still get, so please make your donation there. We have a couple of Hawks suite tickets left available as well. If you go to CURE25 at 41444 or by calling 773-388-8270. Elizabeth, I know you wanted people to know that while it has been successful, it has not always been smooth sailing, and there have been ups and downs, even though obviously it's a miracle to still be here 19 years later, excuse me.
Absolutely. We Rich gets scanned every 6 months, and I mean, I think he'll say every scan becomes like day one again as that anticipation of waiting. But he also, and the doctors had always said, you would have an idea that there had been a change probably before it would show up in his MRIs. And right at 15 years, he started having a really bad reaction to his anti-seizure medication that he had been on through the duration. And that was the end of 2020. And we went for the next 2 years, about every 6 weeks, he was having a seizure. Four hospitalizations, couple of ambulance rides, a lot of seizures.
Do you know how many seizures it was? Like, is that a thing you keep stats on?
Yeah, he had 23 seizures within that time period.
Wow.
And it was a matter of the neuro-oncologist, Dr. Thacker, who we adore at Loyola.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Figuring out the right combination. But there's a lot that goes into figuring out that right combination of new anti-seizure medication. And so, you know, it was no driving for him and, kind of a strict schedule as far as keeping on track of time you take medication, all that stuff, because you don't know what's going to happen. And we did a lot more MRIs. She was doing MRIs about every 3 months because we didn't know, especially for the first like 6 months, exactly what was causing this burst of seizures. He had had seizures originally, and then he had had a one-off at like 11 years. But this was happening with a lot of frequency.
Yeah.
When was the last one?
His last seizure was last October. So almost a year.
How do you manage it?
Basically, Elizabeth kind of times it because there's a timing involved as far as whether or not I need to go to the hospital. She gets me settled down and I just kind of let it run its course.
What are you doing? Like, how do you spend your time? I mean, you've been given this gift. Like, I mean, how do you spend your days?
I help a buddy out at a doggy daycare center, for several hours a day. And, I kind of just...
Spends a lot of time with his 91-year-old mother.
Yes, I spent a lot of it because I...
Your mom is 91?
Yeah.
That's tremendous.
Yeah. This family.
91 years old.
You need to be studied.
Yeah.
This guy's surviving with glioblastoma and has a 91-year-old mother.
Yeah, and my dad died at 90, so. His side of the family is really...
Are they super agers?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah. Everyone lives into their 90s on his family.
Any of them with brain cancer?
Well,
not yet.
Actually, my cousin got diagnosed afterward.
I forgot about that wrinkle to the story, right? Because you had a cousin who got diagnosed with glioblastoma and had a standard run of GBM, right?
Yeah. And he passed. And we were there when he passed. And it was kind of hard to see him going through that, knowing that I had the same disease.
Do you ever get used to living without that fear of something coming back or something happening next?
You know, I try to, but, you know, every time I get in that MRI machine, or, you know, they know me at the where I get the MRIs, and it's just kind of tough until you hear. And Dr. Thacker's nice enough to email, like, immediately after she sees the reading. So that's quite a relief. It gets tough, you know.
I always say, like, cancer is part of our family. It is part of the two of us. Sometimes it is a major player at our table, and sometimes it's just there. but it's always there, and it's always going to be there.
Absolutely. Well, you guys are inspiring. You're a big part of the Brain Up community. You're rocking your Brain Up shirts.
We are. These are last year's shirts. We've updated to 19 years for this year's.
Okay. Yeah, good. So these are the shirts. And it's a big one. The run walk is a big one coming up on September 21st. You're a runner. We'd love to have you. You can do a 5K.
Oh, right along the lake. Yeah,
I can't do a 5K. September 21st, we'll have probably around 2,000 people down on the lakefront. We raise a ton of money. We honor patients and doctors and caregivers and give out the Brave Award. I emcee it. We present the money from the Radiothon in my brother's name. It's the 10th annual Brain Up 5K. You are cordially invited, sir.
Thank you for the invitation. Are you walking it or running
it? I walk it. Yeah. I don't.
You can run it.
Yeah, no, I can't run.
I'll run with you.
No, I can't. You're in much better. You're much older than me, but you're in much better shape and better looking and with better hair. We'll see you then at the run walk.
And
yeah,
I think definitely. I was going to say that's the, you know, right now in the climate of everything, research is being cut everywhere. You know, it's almost a 40% of like the National Health Institute budget is being cut for research. So we're only going to save ourselves, and you're only going to save, you know, the reality of people in the community to raise money, to have research. You know, we want more people to be in Rich's situation. We don't want him to be the outliner. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it's so,
more examples,
more stories. And that's only going to happen with research.
Bring someone else next year.
Yes. We want to get bumped. We want someone else to be in this position. But, you know, and as they're only going to do that by research, and they're only going to do that by advancing it. And that can only happen with donations and money.
$23 at a time for Rhino, $45 at a time for Bobby Jenks, $83 at a time for 83 Nation out there, $19 at a time for Rich Berger, 19 years of beating the odds. And hey, we are 7 donors away from 2,300 individual donors. How cool is that?
Wow,
so
cool.
If you haven't donated yet, throw in your $23 and we can get it's 2,300 donors in honor of Rhino. Elizabeth and Rich Berger, your continued inspiration. I hope and expect to see you here next year for year number 20 for you guys and year number 3 for us.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I'll see you again at the run walk. And in inspiration of Rich's story, just got a very cool text, which we'll talk about on the other side. We will move these donation incentive items. Call Cubs Fan Services right now and be like, I have $1,000. What's the coolest thing I can get for my donation? 773-388-8270. You got to talk to someone for that. 773-388-8270. This is also really cool. We have a pair of tickets in the Guaranteed Rate Club. David, you're excellent. You're a smart guy. Is Row A good?
Row A?
Yeah, Row A.
Row A is good.
Row A is good. For the Savannah Bananas at Guaranteed Rate. Whoa. These tickets are not available. It's like the hottest thing in the world. These are club tickets, Row A, 2 seats. Be a hero to your kid. $2,000 gets you the Savannah Banana tickets. Club seats, can't get them for the August 16th game. That's August 16th, so be sure you can go on that day. It's Guaranteed Rate Club, Row A, seats 11 and 12, $2,000 donation that gets doubled up to $20,000 this hour by Cubs Charities. 773-388-8270. Let's move the Aramis Ramirez. Let's move the Lee Smith. We got to still move some of these items here. $3,000 for the Hall of Famers for the meet and greets, $2,000 for the Savannah Bananas. I'm told we still have the Brave Series 4 in the bleachers to September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. $1,500 gets you 4 tickets in the bleachers to 3 separate games. September baseball and Wrigley in the bleachers. You can't beat it. Cool update. Text Cure 25-41444. And we're like 20 minutes away from Tanny's recap of the whole 24 hours. We roll on. Cubs for a Cure on the Score.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
Hi, I'm Terry Hemmert from WXRT, and I stand up for Rhino, Ryan Sandberg, and also I stand up for Lynn Bramer, my best friend in the whole world, and a DJ of great talent on XRT. Because as John Lennon said, some are dead and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
In honor of the hope that Rich Berger presents as being a 19-year survivor. Someone donated $23,000.
Oh, my gosh.
For Ryan Sandberg.
$23,000. That's quite a segment.
Quite a segment. And we passed 2,300 individual donors for Ryan Sandberg.
That's great.
We are approaching 2,400 individual donors. How about that, man?
30 minutes left.
Scoreheads are coming out in a huge way. Mm-hmm. Tanny will, I don't know how Tanny will recap this entire thing, but yeah, we can drop another $23,000 onto the total, which by my math puts us at $690,000 and change. It is a absolutely insane accomplishment by, I mean, we were at 554 last year, and we've had a lot of incredible people donating a small amount of money and a big amount of money and going after all sorts of things, and it's truly remarkable. We have some cool stuff, though, still. The Savannah Bananas tickets are still available. The meet and greet with Aramis Ramirez and Lee Smith. So let's just recap what that is. That is $3,000. You get four tickets to a Cubs game next year, Cubs Hall of Fame game weekend. You get to meet Aramis Ramirez or you get to meet Lee Smith before the game. So you can choose right now when you call 773-388, be like, I love Aramis Ramirez, I love Lee Smith, whatever it is. Call them up, 773-388-8270. Cubs Charities is matching this hour, by the way. If you just want to donate $23, CubsForACure.com. Text CURE25 to 41444. We got Barrel Room tickets.
Those just went.
The Barrel Room tickets just went? Okay. Oh, yeah, because I said call in with whatever amount you can do over $1,000 and see what people have that's cool for you. Yeah, it's, I'm sure the Cubs fan services are loving that, but that's okay. We're raising money here. And we got, what do we got? 23 and a half hours in. What are they going to do? 773-388-8270, CubsForACure.com. We also, did we move the Bears tickets, Studs? Did the Bears tickets move? The Bears tickets moved. Bears-Browns moved. What do you think? The Bears will be one loss by then, December 14th?
Maybe two.
Maybe two? Shedeur Sanders starting?
Maybe to that month.
To that month? Oh, no.
Sorry.
Oh, no. How many wins do you have the Bears going for this year?
I got them 9-8, Danny.
Okay, that's an over?
It's an over.
9-8. Yeah. That's an eking it over of 8.5 wins. That's a solid season.
Mm-hmm. That's a good year.
That's a good year.
That'd be a good year.
Yeah. What's sad about it is I think I'd sign for it right now.
I think you definitely would take that.
Right?
Yes.
You sign for that right now?
First year head coach. The schedule
recovering
isn't
from last
forgiving year. As you might think.
I don't find it to be forgiving at all.
But some going into it with a last place schedule, so to speak.
Right, sure.
You would have expected maybe some more breaks than exist.
But you were also a last place team. You know, so
that's true.
Yeah, I think that's the problem with like, oh, the last place schedule. It's like that works if it's like San Francisco. It's like, oh, well, San Francisco's good, but they had a bunch of injuries and now they benefit from a last place schedule. It's like, well, no. The Bears earned with that 10-game losing streak being a last place team. We have one more of these left, which I think is a really cool thing. The private hands experience for a Cubs game next year. You work out the date and you're going to get tickets to the game and you go. And you are going to be able to, like, the Cubs, it's what they do is they have all this unbelievable stuff, and especially with Rhino now, I can't even imagine some of the cool things that they have, but it is the opportunity, basically, if you're a Cubs historian, a Cubs trivia buff, I mean, they obviously have the trophy, but they've got stuff from 1906 and 1908 and Ernie Banks and Harry Carey and Ron Santo. You get to go into the Cubs offices and get like a hands-on behind-the-scenes experience with the Cubs merchandise. Did we move the Jalen Johnson ball? By the way, I just want to be sure the Jalen Johnson helmet. I just want to be sure we moved that. I don't ever remember saying that on the air. But again, I've been there on the air for a while. But that would move in a heartbeat if we haven't moved it. So Studs, can you please ask if we moved that Jalen Johnson ball? It always gets sloppy at the end. But again, the headline here is that we passed $690,000. Last year we were at $554,000. So that's $150,000 more, and that does not yet count the dollar for dollar match that we still need to hit for this hour of $20,000, which means we are going to pass $70,000.
And the Jalen Johnson
$700,000.
Thank you. That's a good correction by you.
Jalen Johnson helmet did go.
It did go. Okay. Actually, again, I was bound to forget something. But so we are going to pass $700,000. We just passed 2,400 individual donors, and that is people coming together with blood cancer and bone cancer and brain cancer and intestinal and liver and leukemias and pediatric.
It's
cancer
inspiring.
Touches everybody, man.
And it's also good to know that Jalen Johnson's helmet's going to good use this month.
Yeah. Oh, zinger. Zinger for the injured guy who might miss week one. Yeah, that's true. I miss talking to Jalen. And he's going to miss Justin Jefferson.
Not yet.
If he misses week
Not
one.
Not yet.
It's in play.
It's in play.
It's in play.
It's in play. $700,000. That's a lot.
Yeah, we're not quite there yet, so we can't get complacent, but it's looking very, very good. Mm-hmm. 100% going to cancer research. And, you know, the goal for the weekend was $1 million. We are going to shatter that. And what I love about that is, you know, we're the radio station. We're the radio affiliate. It's Layla and Rahimi and Spiegs and Grody and Rami Makhlouf, and then David Haw. Goff came in overnight. Goff was in studio for 90 minutes from like midnight to 1:30 in the morning with Rami and I. He just drove in and came in. Jason Benetti called in. Jeff Passan, it's like he makes his one call a year because he's not allowed to from working at ESPN, but Passan called in, and Nick Wright called in. One time he was sober and one time he was hammered from Vegas. And it was you didn't hear that, Brandon? Did you hear Drunk Nick?
I did hear.
Okay, yeah. You looked at me like you didn't believe me. We once a year we have to have someone call in the middle of the night from Vegas. Last year it was Derek Stevens. This year it was Nick after a blackjack heater. So, you know, these things are we're building traditions with the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. But come on, let's keep moving these items here. If you can, call up 773-388-8270 if you have the ability to make a big donation with a comma in it. We've got some really cool Cubs experiences for you. We also have Blackhawks suite tickets still available, which is an awesome opportunity. The Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage season pass is available. We'll reduce the price on that to $2,000 right now. That's every show for a year in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. $2,000, 773-388-8270. That's, can't get it. Don't sell it. 50-person venue. Unbelievable acts have come through. Savannah Banana tickets, front row, still available. Host Bears overnight. You want a demo? You want your kid who wants to be in sports broadcasting? You want 5 hours of airtime on the score after a Bears game? $4,000 donation. You want the Dormy Network 12-month membership? That's a $7,500 donation. We've got huge items to give away still. We have the Braves bleacher tickets to give away. I don't understand how those haven't moved. September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, 4 bleachers tickets. Cubs, Braves, beginning of September, people. Beginning of September. That's big.
It's a big deal.
That's big time baseball.
Yeah, it's big time baseball. Both one of those teams would be going to the playoffs.
Yeah, so let's keep it moving here at this point. 773-388-8270. Text CURE25 to 41444. Make sure we hit. I want to be sure we finish with a perfect record and hit all dollar-for-dollar matches from every hour. This is a $20,000 match this hour from Cubs Charities. Let's get $23 donations in. Let's get $45 donations in. Let's get $1 donations in. Whatever you can spare, 100% goes to cancer research. There have been so many incredible moments, so many incredible memories. I don't know how Tanny does it, except I do have a little bit of an idea because he listens to all of it. But Tanny will recap the 24 hours. I will come back. Haw and I will wrap this up. We will hopefully pass $700,000. We will hopefully hit all of the matches. And we will talk about where this money is going. We will do our thank yous. And we will sign off. And we are going to put a huge number on the board. But we are not done. We cannot get complacent. And again, 773-388-8270. Be sure we hit our matches. Text CURE25 to 41444. The last 24 hours of fundraising. We are officially also, oh man, I have a couple of cool updates on what this means, by the way. My brain is scattered, I apologize, but you accomplished something historic here, Scoreheads. We'll tell you about it next, Cubs for a Cure on the Score.
Previously on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon.
For the next 24 hours, in honor of the late, great Ryne Sandberg, president of business for the Chicago Cubs, Crane Kenny.
To lose Rhino this week, you know, in some ways, this radiothon and the event on Saturday has kept us all moving. Thank you to all of you for coming back. Let's go do some really good things here in the next 24 hours.
Cubs legend and cancer survivor, John Lester.
You know, I told my dad the same thing. I told Anthony Rizzo the same thing. I said, man, you can't let this run your life. Keep your mind occupied and keep your mind on positive things instead of negative things.
Dan and Meg Kresak, the founders of BrainUp.
As you know, Danny, how it impacts all of us that have been exposed or lived through watching someone fight this fight.
When you realize that your loved one has this, what can you do? You're not a doctor. You can't do research.
Yeah.
So you raise money for research, and that's what we're doing. And they need the money, Danny. You know that as well as I do.
Diane Pathew from Channel 7. She was on the Radiothon last year with her husband, Nick. Nick passed away a couple of months ago. How are you feeling today?
My stomach's been in knots. I must really like you because this is the very first time I've talked about him publicly since his passing. So I haven't announced it yet, but here we go. Anyway, I've been doing a lot of firsts today. I'm going back on the air on Monday morning.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah.
Rick Sutcliffe. You'll be happy to know we just crossed $200,000.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Chicago. Thank you, Cub fans.
Jameson Taillon.
I take a lot of pride in kind of being a flag bearer for other cancer survivors.
Liam Hendricks.
I love Chicago, and I will be forever grateful for Chicago for the way they treated me while going through everything I went through.
Thank you for contributing your time.
Oh, no, let's do more than time. Let's pledge 10 grand.
Oh, man.
Look at Liam Hendricks.
You are the man. Kathy, why don't you tell us about Robbie's diagnosis?
He was diagnosed with brain cancer medulloblastoma at 9 years old.
What jersey are you wearing?
PCA jersey.
PCA jersey. He your favorite player?
Yes.
We'd like to play a little message for you.
What's going on, Robbie? Can't imagine everything you've had to go through. I look up to you, and I appreciate the support, and I hope I get to meet you someday soon.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then he signed a baseball for you.
Oh, my God.
We're going to be honoring Bobby Jenks here. Toby Hall, who replaced him as the Thunderbolts manager.
Former teammate. Battery mate.
You know, when he asked me to step in for him, they couldn't fly out here. And I said, of course, man, whatever you need. And we had a great conversation. And 3 days later, it's brutal. The one final thing he said to me, he goes, Toby, I'm not scared anymore.
Nick Wright.
How many yards is Cale Williams going to throw for this year of speech?
3,800.
All right, Danny, give me a number.
4,250.
There we go. 4,250. Fox, match it, you sons of guns.
All right.
The speech was supposed to just say 5,000. We'll just call it an even 5,000.
Oh, man, you're a good man, buddy. I love you.
Love you guys, too.
Cubs legend, Dexter Fowler.
To see Rhino and just the person he was and, you know, the legacy he has, and he left. He needs to know, and his family needs to know, he left a lasting impression on my family and myself.
We have passed $300,000. The most popular man in the history of this radio station, Terry Bors.
I don't know if I'm the most popular guy. Anyway, I met you in the most popular guy in my own house.
Terry Hemmer, WXRT icon.
Well, is this the Terry Hour?
Two of our favorite Terrys.
I am honored to follow him. All of you guys are fun. I love the score.
Well, we love you. I'm not sure who's been busier, me doing 9 hours of radio or Jed making four moves for the trade deadline. What's up, Jed? How you doing, man?
I hope you've got more sleep than I have. What you guys are doing is really special.
Barstool Big Cat donated $5,000, and we just passed $400,000.
Yes, sir.
Jeff Passan back on the score. What's up, Passan?
Hello, Park. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, man. You got to stay with my radio roots, you know? I've been trying to be like you, cash these TV checks.
That worked out great.
Yeah, okay. So they canceled the first show. Now my buddy Jason Minetti saw what was going on and wanted to call in.
I want to say I've tuned in off and on. I just hope people out there know what you've been through and how hard this could be for you.
Thanks, man. It's,
I'm just talking to Grody. I don't know.
You're the absolute best. Laura Oakman.
I'm just so in awe of what you guys are doing. I lost my mom at a young age to cancer. I lost my best friend, George Scott, to cancer. What you are doing is just wonderful.
Jarrett Payton.
The reason why my dad is so special to me, 4 days after he found out he was going to die, he used one of the days that he had left on this earth. He did a PSA encouraging people to become organ donors. Man, and I admire that so much.
Jason Goff, back on the score.
This place has always been part of my story and a part of my family.
Brad's wife, Jen, my sister-in-law. Good morning, Jen. How are you?
I absolutely am doing well, which is something I never, ever thought that I would say. I live quietly by the ocean, surrounded by nature and truly wonderful people who are tremendously supportive as they aren't afraid of my grief and sit with me inside it.
Ashley Conlin, who's brave enough to share her story.
I'm losing my husband. I can't lose my son, too. I mean, the thought of that even right now is it's really hard to say out loud. The good news is they did say we are treating to cure. I am very hopeful.
We skyrocketed past $500,000 raised while you were on the air, Ashley. We've been on The Score. We've been on Marquee.
And now you're on the Chicago Sports Network.
This is so exciting for me.
This is a double simulcast.
Yes.
I think it's maybe Chicago sports media history.
Eddie Olchek. What's up, Edzo?
Tip of the hockey helmet to you, Danny, for this incredible run and honored to be here and hear all of these stories.
Colin Cowherd, my friend and colleague.
I think there's a reason shows like yours work, because we've all been touched by it and it changes you. What you're doing is incredibly impactful. And I think your audience is proving that.
Carrie, you're on the final stretch here.
I've always felt that The Score is always that friend that I've had. Whenever something's going on in life, in November when my wife was diagnosed with a rare lymphoma that was aggressive, something that would always bring me back to just a happy place and focus was, frankly, just listening. That's why I'm devoted to the station for so many years, even since I was a kid. Thank you to you guys and the Cubs.
Craig Counsell.
Brad was, you know, a person who brought joy to people's life. And like Rhino, battled cancer in a courageous, incredibly inspiring way. And those lessons teach us the right way to live. And there's no better lesson than that.
Now it's time for the final tally. Here's Danny Parkins.
Folks, we have made history on a number of levels. We still have 8 minutes, but of course the Cubs will still take your call, 773-388-8270. I will give the total in just a little bit. The Savannah Bananas tickets are still available. First row tickets to the Saturday game on August 16th, $2,000. The Hochberg Suite, we want to fill it. Para tickets, Hawks game, in the suite, food, booze, dessert cart. We're lowering the price, $1,000 for the pair. Bulls Suite 2, same price. You want the Bulls Suite, you want the Hawks Suite, call them up, tell them, 773-388-8270. You want the meet and greet with Daniel Palencia, you want to meet and greet with Miguel Amaya, plus the 4 tickets to the game, plus meet Pat Hughes, plus meet Ron Coomer, $2,000. Lowered that price for you. 4 Chicago Sky lower level tickets with a signed basketball by the entire team, $1,500. CubsForACure.com. Text CURE25 to 41444, 773-388-8270. I want a little bit of that to trickle in here. I've got a million thank yous. First of all, we had more sponsors this year than ever before. Cubs Charities, our anonymous brothers who are super Cubs fans, who believe in unity through baseball as inspired by their mother. Thank you so much. You are an inspiration. Doug and Stacey Meyer, John Gavin, Rinaldi's, Benchmark, Jeffrey Lamort Salons, Rush MD Anderson Cancer Center, Loyola Medicine, Fox Sports One, the Sharon Mosseri Brain Cancer Research Fund, Edrington, Midwest Refrigeration, Arbor Investments, Chicago Window Guys, Charcrust, Business Broker Experts, Aetna, Team Hochberg, and more anonymous donors. Thank you to the Score Promotions team. There are way too many people to thank, but Ashley Fields, Ashley Sorensen, Michael Cash, your team here, consummate pros, competent people for life. Mitch Rosen and Ryan Porth, thank you for the support. Kevin Cassidy, thank you for the support. Studs and Robbie both did 12-hour shifts. Randy Merkin, working a big show. Tanny, 100-plus pieces of production, well over 100 pieces of production to prepare for this. Absolutely incredible. Marshall, Layla, Spiegs, Grody, Rami, David Haw, who hung out with me over the course of 24 hours. Robbie Triano, Ray Diaz, Alex Kuhn, Tyler Farengol, Grant Leader, Sean Sears, Dustin Rhodes, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell, Max Curtis, Jacob Stutz. The Cubs could not be better partners in all of this. Truly, from Crane Kenny, who had the idea, your radiothon, my ballpark. And congratulations to the Cubs, by the way, officially announced the 2027 host of the MLB All-Star Game. Colin Faulkner, your team, Jen Martindale, Bryn Murphy, Leah Jesse, Jim Obojkovic, Brian Garza, Meredith Weber. I know I'm forgetting a ton of people that are on those calls. I apologize, but you guys, you know, we'll be talking. You're all amazing. Could not be better. I can't wait to see you at Wrigley tomorrow. The whole team at Marquee. It is a world-class organization, top to bottom. There were way too many guests, way too many patients. Robbie Jr., Ashley Conlin, Diane Pathew, Liam Hendricks, Nick Wright, Colin Cowherd. So many people to thank. Truly, truly amazing. You want the total, Mr. Haw?
Yeah, what's the total?
Over 2,600 individual donors, with more still trickling in. After last year, we raised $554,000. Right now, we are at $747,395. $747,000.
$750,000.
Unbelievable. 100% to cancer research. That's exponential growth year over year. That's more teams being involved, more media networks being involved, more people being involved, more sponsors being involved, more individual donors being involved, big donors, small donors. Thank you so much. It's how I honor my brother Brad. It means more to me and the Parkins family than you'll ever know. I can't keep signing off and crying every time I sign off from this radio station, so I'm going to keep it together today. But just sincerely, thank you to the SCORE audience. You continue to prove time and time again that you are the best radio audience in the country. By the way, two headlines, by the way, for the radiothon before I sign off. That means through three radiothons, well over $2 million total raised, $670,000 for the first one, $554,000 for the second one, and $747,000 and counting for the third one. I'm not good at math, but that's over $2 million, I think. Pretty sure. Maybe. I don't know. It's a lot of money.
Ish.
It's ish. Maybe it's just shy. Is it just shy? I don't know. It's around $2 million. I had to make a mistake on the way out. But I can say this. This was the biggest fundraiser in the history of this radio station. Because the first one, the What About Chicago Radiothon at 670, was the biggest. And now we're at 748,000 and counting. So congratulations to everyone who was a part of it. Congratulations to the SCORE audience. $748,000 and counting. I'll have the final total as the donations keep trickling in. You can keep claiming those incentives by calling 773-388-8270. I very much appreciate everybody for welcoming me back to the SCORE. This place will always be home. Back to regularly scheduled programming. Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, David Haw, thank you.
Great job, Danny.
This was the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on the SCORE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.